I was the first one back to the dorm. I wondered how long Clara and the rest would stay out, dancing by the big speakers, drink shaking in a glass. I thought of Sam, and the makeup I was wearing felt heavy on my eyes. I thought of Nora. I thought, you could call. I couldn't call. I wondered if I could text her, but thought it might seem childish, unconfident. I wanted her to think I could handle myself. What would be the harm in calling? She'd given me her number, and that must have meant something. That must have at least meant, I don't mind talking to you later. I pressed down on her name, which then expanded to the top of my screen, and I felt like I'd been struck. Fear so hot, reeling and reeling, a fish getting away with endless line. I thought I would hang up even before the ringing began, even before there was any chance she might hear, "Hello?" I hesitated. "Is this Nora?" I knew it was Nora. "Yes." "It's Natalie." "Oh, Natalie." A recognition that made her voice soften. "You called. Is that okay?" "It's okay." It was quiet. I felt the possibility of more loneliness than before.
"Are you all right?"
My throat hurt. Ahead of myself, there was the long tunnel of my whole life. I wanted her to tell me how I should spend all my time. I wanted to see her hands again. Hadn't they looked clean? Hadn't they made everything she said seem good and well put? I don't know. I remembered that I'd been drinking. I remember someone talking about kids who didn't drink in high school, how they always made up for it in university. And I wondered if that was me, if I was out of control. I guess I don't know very many people here, and everything is harder than I expected. But I really liked it when I was talking to you. Nora was quiet. I thought she should hang up. She should hang up hard, and she should tell me not to act like this again. You can't call people whenever you feel like it. What time was it?
"Natalie,"
Nora said, and the way my name sounded like a flame whispering out made me feel like I could cry.
"You're new to the city."
"Yes," I said. My voice sounded like stinging eyes.
"And it's hard to be new anywhere.
Do you want to meet again?" "Yes," I said. And the warmth that spread against my chest felt so hot that I looked down to make sure it was just inside.